Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your guide to navigating this wild ride called life. Ever feel like you're constantly trying to keep up with some invisible standard? Like, there's this script we're all supposed to follow, this picture-perfect persona we need to project? Well, let me tell you, that script is a mess, and those expectations are holding you back from truly living. Today on The Dopamine Fast, we're diving deep into the power of authenticity, letting go of the noise, embracing who you truly are, and finally, actually enjoying the ride. Because, trust me, being yourself is way more rewarding than pretending to be someone you're not. Now, before we get into it, remember this. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to authenticity. It's a personal journey, a constant exploration of who you are and what truly matters to you. But throughout this ride, there are some key takeaways that can help you navigate the path with more clarity and confidence. First things first, recognize that comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, how many times have you scrolled through social media, felt a pang of envy, or questioned your own worth? It's a trap we all fall into. Remember, what you see online is often carefully curated, a highlight reel of someone else's life. Don't let those filtered images and staged moments dictate your self-worth. Secondly, learn to tune out the external noise, those societal expectations, those voices telling you who you should be or how you should live. They're just opinions, not facts. You get to decide what resonates with you and what doesn't. If something feels off, trust your gut. Your intuition is a powerful guide. Next up, embrace your imperfections. Yes, those quirks, those flaws, they're part of what makes you unique. Remember, nobody's perfect, and striving for perfection is exhausting and ultimately unsustainable. Instead, focus on celebrating your strengths and working on areas you want to improve. It's about progress, not perfection. Then there's the power of vulnerability. Letting go of the need to always appear strong or put together can be liberating. Sharing your authentic self with others, even when it feels scary, builds deeper connections and fosters genuine relationships. Finally, remember that authenticity is an ongoing journey, not a destination. There will be times when you stumble, feel insecure, or question yourself. That's okay. It's all part of the process. Keep learning, keep growing, and keep showing up as your true self. You got this. Think about that time you were trying to impress someone, playing a role, putting on a show. Maybe you went to a party where you felt pressured to be fun or interesting, even if you weren't feeling it. Or perhaps you tried to fit in with a certain group, adopting their habits and beliefs, just to feel accepted. That forced persona, that facade, it takes energy, doesn't it? Now think about the opposite. When you were genuinely yourself, relaxed, comfortable in your own skin, remember how liberating that felt? That's the power of authenticity. It frees you from the burden of pretending and allows you to truly connect with yourself and others. So, how can you start embracing your authenticity today? First, identify those expectations holding you back. What are you feeling pressured to do or be? Next, challenge those expectations. Ask yourself, is this really important to me? Does this align with my values? If not, let it go. Then, focus on expressing your unique talents and interests. Share your passions. Explore new hobbies. Connect with people who appreciate you for who you are. And remember, be kind to yourself throughout the process. Authenticity is a journey, not a race. We've talked about how letting go of expectations can set you free, allowing you to be your true, authentic self. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about progress. It's about celebrating your unique qualities and sharing them with the world. You have something special to offer. Don't let fear or doubt hold you back. So keep exploring, keep growing, and most importantly, keep being YOU. And that's a wrap for today's episode. If this resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear this message. Leave a review. Let me know your thoughts on social media. I love hearing from you. Until next time, keep chasing that dopamine rush of authenticity. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.